will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your word to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for your word. And just as Isaiah prayed of old, Father God, take those coals from the altar, place them upon these lips, Father, for I'm a man of unclean lips. May the word of God come through these lips today. And when it comes, may it land on fertile soil, Lord Jesus. May it accomplish what you set it to do. May this congregation be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle Paul first, he says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, if you look at a yoke, and one of the things that they would talk about, if you were working in your field and you were yoking animals together and say you were going to plow a field, they said it's not good to yoke two different kinds of type of animals together because they don't really won't work together. They won't work together in unison. And what that word yoke means is to partnership with, to partner with, or to associate with. In other words, what the apostle is Paul is saying here is we will become an element of what we connect ourselves to, what we partner with. That doesn't mean that we're not in this world. God didn't call us to be out of this world. He's called us to reach this world. But at the same time, I'm not partnering with the unfruitful works of darkness. I'm not coming in connection with them. The Bible says I'm to reprove them in love. Amen? So when I was looking at that, first he says the question he's asked is, believer or not? He reminded me in the Psalms, the Psalm says in Psalms 1, how the blessings flow. He says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and it he does meditate day and night. He's like a tree that's planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf withereth not. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. He says the ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff the wind will drive away. He said, therefore the ungodly will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the ungodly shall perish. Now believe me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Amen. But God's love is poured out, and God wants to reach them. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And in other words, we're not saying that God doesn't love them or we're better than them. But what we're saying is, hey, if we have purpose in our heart and we're going in a direction, I don't know about you, but before Christ Jesus, I was going like this. I was heading this way. And when the Lord came into my heart and life and I repented, I turned around and I started following Jesus. Now, I had all kinds of friends and associates. And I asked them to come with me. And they wouldn't come with me, so I continued to go on. Amen? In other words, look with me in 1 John chapter 4 for a moment. And the day and the time that we're living in right now, it's so important that you listen and you hear this. He says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into this world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist. whereof you have heard that it should come, and now even already is in the world. In other words, there are so many different religions and things that are taking place in this world today. There's one that's called the spiritualist. That's lies. That's deception. That spirits are darkness, not spirits of light. Amen. They do not confess Jesus as the only way to heaven. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And no man can come to the Father but by Jesus Christ. There's no other avenue. There's no other road. There's no other way. There's only one way. And his name is Jesus. Amen. And he tells us to beware of what's taking place around us. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24. Verse number 1. Solomon says this. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. Amen? Amen. Yeah, but what he's saying, hey, he is saying to you and I in his word, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen? In other words, I'm in the world with them. I might be in business even with them, but I'm not connected with them. Amen? You know, we always talk about it. There's power in what we connect ourselves with. Amen? You know, I think that the adversary, not God, the adversary has divided the body of Christ so much because he knows what's going to take place when they get connected. Hello? When they get connected, when we're connected with one another. Amen? Amen? So first he says, be not unequally yoked together with believers. Then he says, well, what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? And that fellowship comes from the Greek word koinonia, which means to partner with, to connect with. In other words, he said it's either righteous or it isn't. Amen? Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 9. Just remember that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or the woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I didn't write it. He wrote it. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9, he says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now some people think, well, you know, my spirit's in Christ. Let me say this to you. There's no such thing as a Christian fornicator. There's no such thing as a Christian adulterer. In other words, there's no such thing as a Christian thief. There's no such thing as a Christian liar. In other words, God says, hey, he's working on your heart. You don't think that you can do it, but you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Amen. God calls it sin. God doesn't call it righteousness. God doesn't call it good. He says, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. God is not condemning anybody in the room. God has said, you cannot do it on your own. That's why I'm here to help you. That's why I'm here to walk with you. We're not pointing our fingers or judging anyone. If we judge somebody, the judge will judge us. We're not judging anybody because all of us have a sinful nature. Amen. Turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Sometimes preaching is hard. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in verse 21 of Romans 5. He says that as sin have reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. You don't stop there. Go to chapter 6, verse number 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ as were baptized unto his death? Therefore we were buried with him and the baptism and to death, as like that, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. In other words, God takes us from glory to glory. Our sanctification is a process. In other words, we set goals. You know, if there's things in our life that we know that aren't pleasing to God, we're asking God's help to help us get through it, to get past it. Amen. Somewhere along the line, the Word of God says, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We close 2016. There's no better way to start out a new year than make a declaration to the Lord that you're going to follow him. Amen. And, you know, the steps of a good man have been ordered by him, and you'll find delight in your way. Amen. This isn't a hallelujah, say amen one message. But it's truth. Jesus said this, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. To bend the truth and to deceive, no one's going to get freed. No one's going to get delivered. No one's going to get healed. Jesus said, God's word said this. Listen to me. In Ezekiel chapter 3, God says, if you see someone in their wickedness and you don't warn them to turn from their wicked way and they die in their wickedness, their blood is on your hands. But if you see their wickedness and you warn them of their wickedness and they don't turn, you have delivered your soul. That's Ezekiel chapter 3. Amen. 3:18, if you want to write down and take a note. In other words, I'm not preaching at you. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus said, that's what's going to set the captives free. The truth of God. You want some mighty things to happen of God? You want the weighty glory to be witnessed in your life? You know, then follow what he says for us to do. Amen? He says in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 7, he says this, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he that is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, and the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he just should destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. And in this the children of God are manifested, the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Boy, that's pretty heavy, isn't it? You know, when I look at that, I guess he was just speaking because he didn't have nothing else to say. In other words, what God is saying to you, I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. When Jesus came into my heart, he removed my sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. He gave me the Holy Spirit. He put the Spirit of God within me to be a helper to me, to be an advocate, to be a friend. And then he says to me in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation that's come upon me that is not common to man, but God has made a way out of escape that you're able to bear it. You know, the Word of God says, let no man say when he is tempted of God, because God cannot tempt with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But when tempted, we're drawn away by our own lust and enticed. When lust is conceived, it becomes sin, and when sin is finished, it becomes death. There's all kinds of checkpoints along the way. Amen? I'm not holy. He's holy. We are men and women of God that are becoming. He said, if we abide in him, he abides in us. We become the image of Christ. Amen. Amen. It's Christ shining through our lives. It's not my flesh. My flesh is weak, but my spirit is willing. Amen. Amen. So there's no condemnation in here. If you're going through something, you're caught up in something, God isn't sending his word to condemn you. God is sending his word to tell you his grace is abounding towards you, and that he loves you, and that he has a plan in your life, and he will not change his mind. Amen. His love and his grace is abounding and abounding and abounding towards you and I. And all he is saying is, hey, I'm pouring it out. Will you just receive it? Will you allow it to penetrate you? Will you allow it to become you? Amen? Hey, the adversary has confused who you really are. The adversary has confused who you really are. Because God ordained and planned for you, amen, to be a mighty man and woman of God. And the adversary comes in this direction and that direction. It seems like it's like that old movie, Every Which Way But Loose. I mean, he tosses and drags us around and tries to beat on us all the time. Does that happen to just me, or is there anybody else in the room? Amen. Praise God. But God says, my mercy says no. Amen. He ain't going to let us go. Amen. He ain't going to let us slip away. Amen. He has a plan in your life. That's why he called you here today. Oh, it might be about a friend's phone call, or, you know, a lot of people didn't make it. Maybe not everyone could hear this message today. I don't know if God did the snow for whatever, but hey, he said just like, it's like cotton that covers the ground. I love it in Psalms 147 where he talks about the hoarfrost or the frost and that's on the ground. And he compares it to hearts that are cold. He said, my word will melt hearts. Amen. He sent his word. Amen. It's the word of God. He says, well, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? And then he says, well, what communion does darkness, light have with darkness? Amen. Communion, it's kind of interesting. It comes from the same Greek word, koinonia, partnership. In a few moments, we're going to take communion. And what communion is partnering with the broken and shed blood of Jesus Christ. We're coming in agreement with it. We're coming in fellowship with it. We're coming into a partnership with it. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 5. You know why, just if you want a heads up, you know why the Lord's bringing this message to us today? Because where we're going to, not where we've been. Amen? God's getting ready to do some spectacular and mighty things in the earth, and he's preparing his children. He's preparing us to be ready. Amen? He's instilling in us the truth, so as we're walking in the truth, error doesn't break us and kill us and destroy what God is doing. He says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 8, he said, for you were sometimes darkness, or you were darkness before, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You drop to verse 13, it says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest in the light, for whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, listen to him, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. In other words, when light comes in, darkness is dispelled. Darkness can't hide in light. Hello? So when light comes in, and he says to you and I in 1 John, chapter 1, verse number 5. He says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. We're connected to one another. We're connected to the body of Christ. We're in fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. The Bible says this, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, we're not here to put a magnifying glass or a spotlight on anyone's sin, just because your sin may be different than my sin. We're all a work in progress. Amen. God has taken us from glory. He has sanctified us by the truth. Okay? And so there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Again, we said it because the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen? We're walking in the light as he is in the light. Look with me in Colossians chapter 2. I just love the Word of God. Colossians 2, verse number 6. You know, I'm reminded, listen to me. I'm reminded in Revelations where Jesus made this statement. He said, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but because you're just in the middle of the road, I want to spew you out of my mouth. Amen? And in other words, God's looking for his children that he's called to get on fire for him. This world isn't going to change without the church getting on fire. And when the church gets on fire, it isn't going spitting fire on people. It's sharing the love of God when they don't deserve it, when they don't earn it, when it wasn't deserved or merited, that we show the unmerited favor and grace of God. We show them the love of God. That spirit of love is what's going to change this world. Amen? And I think God's love is going to get ready to flow in such a supernatural way. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. He says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Then he says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and all power. So in closing today, look with me in 2 John. Second John, verse number 9. He said, whosoever transgresseth abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, have not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, or don't bless him. For he that blesses him or wishes him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deed. In other words, we're children of God through Christ Jesus. And he says to you and I, if there comes any to you, and they're not bringing this gospel, and they're not believers of Christ, he said, don't receive them into your home. Don't speak blessings on them because you become a partaker of their evil deeds. God said it, I didn't say it. We're not to condemn people. Amen. We're not the condemned people. But we bless who God says to bless, and we don't bless the ones he tells us not to bless. What did he tell the disciples to do when they went to the home if they wouldn't receive them? He said, shake the dust off your feet and move on. Not everyone's going to like you. Hello? The world's not going to like you, for Christ's sake. I'll tell you that right now. If you think you're going to be a friend of the world, a friend of God's, it's not going to work. It will not work. It will not work. Because when you're filled with the Spirit of God and you're walking in the love of God, it's not comfortable being around you. Hello? So what is God saying to you and I? Simply in closing today, he said, hey, be careful. Don't yoke yourself up together with unbelievers. Don't have fellowship with the unrighteous. In other words, we're talking about partnering with them, connecting with them. That doesn't mean I can't sit down with my brother and have a cup of coffee, but I'm not connected to what he's doing. Amen. I'm not connecting to what he's doing because God has called me to be separate. He said, be you separate and touch not the unclean things, says the Lord. He says, hey, we're not to be yoked together with unbelievers. He said, what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? And we're getting ready to take Holy Communion. And the Word of God says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 31. He says, if you would judge yourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. In other words, God is saying, I don't judge you. We're not to judge one another, but his word does. It's according to his word. It's according to what God has said. And he says when he chastens us, and when you look at the word chasten, God isn't here to beat you up. God is here to lovingly correct you and spank you. Amen. The Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child. And in other words, he isn't here to beat you up. He's here to tell you today that he loves you and he has a plan in your life. And he's asking you today to purpose in your heart to follow him, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Will you answer the call? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful today that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do.